And welcome back to Between the Lines, a series of Republican-sponsored campaign and election-related bills have either passed or are close to passing. The state legislature, Democrats have objected, government watchdog groups have protested, but the Republicans continue to move forward, saying these are issues of fairness and the U.S. Constitution. Democrats say the measures open the state up to political corruption. And joining us on this segment of the show, the director of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, Jay Heck. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Greg. TGIF.
Yes, absolutely. Weeks gone by, that means quickly, and that means that there's been a lot going on. All right, yeah. So we've got the bill that would eliminate secret John Doe investigations into political misconduct, a bill to reshape the state civil service system, a bill to dissolve government accountability, a bill to allow candidates to coordinate with outside issue advocacy groups, to allow unlimited corporate donations, to double how much candidates can accept from individuals. How many of those have passed and are on the way to the governor's desk for a signature? John Doe is, hasn't
it? John Doe has passed both houses of the legislature, and Walker has indicated he will likely sign it. This is the selfish politician week. None of these issues have anything to do with concerns about the people of Wisconsin. These are all for political power consolidation. And no citizen has ever said we need more money in politics. We need more secrecy. We need a government agency that won't enforce ethics laws, or that we need to exempt politicians from an investigatory tool, the John Doe law. But meanwhile, everybody else, all of the rest of us, will still be subjected to the John Doe law if we do something wrong. So it's an incredible agenda. But as you mentioned, the John Doe law has passed both houses, but the destruction of the Government Accountability Board and this campaign finance bill, which will just rain secret money into Wisconsin, both are stalled. They both passed the assembly, but both have run into a brick wall in the state Senate. There are at least three, possibly five Republican state senators who have real reservations about adopting these measures.
What are you hearing? Senator Luther Olson from Ripon says he doesn't want to do away with the nonpartisan judge panel that comprised the GAB. So what's going to happen there? What are you hearing?
Well, since it's already passed in the assembly, the Senate, and they make changes in the Senate, they're going to have to go back to the assembly. So there could be some great disagreements. But it's not just Senator Olson. It's Senator Rob Coles in Green Bay. It's Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green, west of Madison. It's Senator Jerry Petrowski in the Wausau area, and Senator Sheila Harsdorf up near the Minnesota border. So, you know, the problem is the longer this is out, the badder it smells. When you actually read the provisions of the bill, which no one saw before 2 weeks ago, it really is not what the authors claim it to be, either the GAB bill or the campaign finance bill. And, I think there'll be definitely some changes in the GAB bill. In the campaign finance bill, there may be as well, when people realize this is just going to flood Wisconsin with nothing but secret money.
All right.
And it's nothing the way the leaders described it. Nothing.
As the late Fond du Lac County Circuit Court Judge Henry Busley used to say before pronouncing sentence and hearing elocution from the defendant, sometimes it's important to go back at the beginning and learn the facts of the case. And when it comes to the GAB, sometimes it's important to go back and remember why it was formed. So why was the GAB formed?
It was formed because the old state elections and state ethics boards, which, by the way, this bill would take us back to, failed utterly to investigate, look into, try to ferret out corruption that was occurring in the state capitol in the late 1990s and early 2000s. And so when the caucus scandal erupted, bringing down the two top Democrats in the state Senate and the three top Republicans in the state assembly, Republicans and Democrats agreed that we needed to have a different entity overseeing our elections, ethics, and campaign finance law. So in a bipartisan measure, they adopted the Government Accountability Board, six retired judges who make decisions based on the law not on partisan allegiance. And this is exactly now what the Republicans want to take us back to, is these partisan elections and ethics boards, which will be decided by partisans, and which conveniently, by the way, three Democrats, three Republicans, if there's a tie, nothing happens. And more importantly, Greg, they want to also take away the ability of the Government Accountability Board to investigate the legislature. They want the legislature to be able to control the funding for investigations of themselves. There's really nothing more self-serving than I've ever seen in 25 years of politics. And it's just amazing that they're trying to pull this over the eyes of the citizens of Wisconsin, because nobody else has this special exemption. Citizens don't, from the John Doe law. And this is the GAB will be run by the very people that will probably need to be investigated in the years ahead, particularly if they pass this campaign finance bill.
Common Cause in Wisconsin. Yep, we're out of time. Common Cause in Wisconsin, Director Jay Heck, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Greg. We'll talk soon.